Teacher strikes like the one playing out here right now have happened all over the country in recent weeks. Colorado teachers also walked out of their classrooms last week. Last month, teachers in West Virginia got a 5% raise after going on strike. And just a few weeks ago, Oklahoma teachers spent 9 days rallying at the state capitol and not in classrooms, asking for more school funding. But teachers there in Oklahoma called off their walkout without getting the legislature to meet all of their demands. So where has it left them? For more on that, I got a hold of Emily Wendler, the state education reporter for KOSU's State Impact Oklahoma. We spoke earlier this morning via Skype.
The state's largest teachers union, the Oklahoma Education Association, they laid out a big ask for lawmakers to meet. It was like $1.4 billion in raises for teachers, school support staff, and school funding about 3 weeks before the walkout started. And, you know, basically they said, this is what we want. If you don't meet this, we are going to walk out. And I think that pushed lawmakers to act. And lawmakers, within a week and a half or so, came together after months of a stalemate in a compromise, raised taxes on oil and gas and a couple other things, and found a way to raise teacher pay by about $6,000. They also raised pay for support staff by about $1,200. And put another like $50 million in the school funding formula. Most of that money goes to textbooks. But anyway, so they took this big action and they were kind of hoping that this would thwart the walkout. But the union said, no, it's not enough. We're still walking. And so on April 2nd, they walked out of classrooms, teachers from across the state and parents. And it lasted 9 days. And during that 9 days, it was just a real scramble to figure out exactly what teachers wanted, what it would take to end the walkout, and what lawmakers were actually willing to do.
Were there some mixed messages there coming from the teachers themselves?
Yes. It was really unclear exactly what it would take. By the first day of the teacher walkout, the call from teachers had really shifted to like, okay, we got our raise, thank you so much, but now we want more funding from for the classroom. And that was clear. That message was clear. But how much was unclear. And, you know, the union was putting out the messages that they put out on social media were very unclear and they changed. And on Friday, on about the fifth day of the walkout, lawmakers passed two measures that direct about $40 million to schools, but teachers, the union said that's not enough and they wanted more. But then lawmakers basically refused to do more. And that's why it kind of fizzled out.
So in the end, how much of what they were originally asking for did teachers end up getting?
Their original demand, you know, was for raises and funding over 3 years. So they got most of what they were asking for their first year. They wanted about $800 million worth of things, but they got about $500 million worth of raises and funding for schools.
So today, afterward, what is the impact of all of this been? Have you seen residual effects? Like, what are lawmakers saying now, and what are teachers saying now that they sort of failed in this effort?
Yeah, we're seeing residual effects on multiple different levels. One level is elections. I think in most years, about 400 people file for various state offices. This year, 800 people filed. Some of the most conservative lawmakers that had no opponents 4 years ago now have five or six opponents. I mean, people are riled up and want to make change, and many of them are saying, I'm going to take this upon myself and run for office. So that is one thing that we're seeing. I'm seeing teachers really continue their effort to learn about the legislative process, to stay involved in politics. You know, I can't say for sure that they weren't involved, but now they are. There's so much social media chatter about like various bills moving through the legislature and like, you know, how the budget works. They're really just trying to inform themselves on the basics. But also something else that's really interesting that just started taking shape this weekend is teachers are trying to impeach the president and the vice president of the union, of the teacher union, because they're really mad or frustrated with the way that they handled the walkout.
So there are lots of things still happening because of this. Any sense of from the union or from the teachers as a whole, lessons learned?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest lessons is that voting matters. Politics matter. Who you put in office matters. I spoke with one teacher about day 7 or day 8 of the Oklahoma teacher walkout, and she was speaking to lawmakers through me, and basically she said, you know, it's not going to be so easy for you in the future. We're not just going to vote for the people with the most yard signs. She's like, we're going to do our homework. We want to know what your plan is. If you say you're pro-education, what does that mean? Right. Because anybody can say that, but what does it really look like on the ground?
All right. That's Emily Wendler, education reporter for State Impact Oklahoma, who covered the 9-day teacher walkout there. Emily, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.